So I wanted this job, y'all. I wanted this job working downtown, working in finance. I wanted the skinny suits, the leather bag. I wanted it. It would have been a job managing millions of dollars. And the second year, I didn't get it. And I was upset and I was hurt. And I told my mentor said it one minute. And we all know when that person tell you something that you need to hear, but you don't want to hear. So you already know I was a little upset. And I remember I called him one day and I said, I thought my life would be better than this. I thought getting this job in finance would be it, because I had the desire to be just like the man on Wolf on Wall Street. And he told me, you know what? That's because you're not living in your purpose. And I said, well, how am I supposed to find my purpose? Like everybody always say, you got to be living in your purpose. But how am I supposed to find my purpose? He said, serve. And I said, what? He said, serve. Now in my head, I said, what does serving have to do with that? What's going on today, everybody? I hope you guys are having a blessed day. This is episode 1 of Dismantle. Y'all, I'm super duper excited. If I could, I'd get up out this chair and run, and y'all would see me jumping for joy, because this is the first episode. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've been a little nervous, a little scared, a little frightened. And, you know, I was supposed to have been did this podcast, but no matter what, I'm here now. But we're going to say that for another episode about delayed obedience and why you should need to move forward in your purpose now. But that's not why we're here today. Today, to kick this off, I'm just going to be talking about sacrifice and servanthood versus power and dominance. When I think about masculinity in the culture today, you know, what is a man? What does it mean to be masculine? What are attributes of manhood? I just want to be able to delve into those four attributes, because when I think about what I saw on TV growing up, what I seen in a corporate environment, what I would just see all around me, all of the men that I seen that was at the top, that was in control, had power and dominance. I've rarely saw men that had the attributes of servanthood and sacrifice. Now, don't get me wrong. I did see my father serving and I see my father sacrifice. But one of the things that I always tell my friends is we always going to look with people who have the results. I believe when you're looking to do something in life, you're always going to look at who has results and who has the lifestyle that I want to desire. Now, me, I wanted to be in corporate finance. I wanted to live downtown Chicago, have the nice suits, all of that fun stuff. And whenever I would see most of the men who had that lifestyle, I noticed power and dominance, especially when I used to watch one of my favorite movies, Wolf on Wall Street. You didn't see him serving. You didn't see him thinking about others. You seen him thinking about himself. So that's something that I started to develop myself as a man. And little did I know that that will take me down a path of selfishness, down a path of only thinking about myself. When the world teaches us to only think about yourself, you know, kingdom masculinity teach you how to serve others, how to truly love others, because that is the key. Now, I got some notes in front of me so I can make sure I stay on topic, because I will go off on the deep end, y'all, because I love to talk. But so if you see me looking down and you're watching this visually, you know why. But when you think about it, right, biblical masculinity, we're talking about in the kingdom, it emphasizes service and sacrifice, while the culture emphasizes power and dominance. So what do I mean by that? You know, men, as men, we are called to serve and we are called to love others, okay? Even to the point of sometimes sacrificing our own desires and needs. Like, I'm gonna be real with you. When I was supposed to be doing recording episodes for this show, guess what I was doing, y'all? I was sitting at home, laying in the bed, scrolling on social media, watching some of my favorite comedians online. You know, I wouldn't even say it, because if my girlfriend heard me say his name, she might delete him off my Instagram. I would spend time just watching Disney. I would spend time going out, searching shoes online, trying to get fresh, do all these things. I didn't want to sacrifice my own needs and desires, but as men, we are meant to sacrifice our own needs and desires. Why? Because there's a greater call on our life. And when God has predestined you to do something, which he has for each and every one of you, because we're all called to solve a problem, you must be willing to put your own desires on the line to realize that what you are, who you are, and what you're getting ready to do is bigger than you. And that's going to require sacrifice. But this is exemplified. So when I think of a great person who did this, you know, I think about Jesus. You know, Jesus always talked about the greatest among you is the greatest that serve. And I was actually thinking about it, like, if Jesus came back today and did some of the things he did, I don't know if people will call him masculine. Because think about it. Imagine if I went downtown Chicago and I took some men and I start scrubbing their feet. I guarantee you either I'm going to get called a simp, a goofy, or that's not what men do. They probably will attach that to women. But imagine if we could reverse engineer what servanthood truly looks like. Because God shows us that if you really want to be who God has called you to be, you got to serve. Now, why is this important? Because when you can serve the man around you, when you serve your community around you, you can serve people around you, which means you can serve everybody else. You got to serve a vision. You got to serve people. You got to serve community. There's service in everything we do. And that's why it's important. No matter what you do, you must realize that if you want to be great on this earth, it's about serving. A lot of times people see the business that I grew so quickly, Black People Eats, and they always want to know, how did you do it so quick? And guess what? I served. I served my mentor. I served my father, and I served my pastor. See, a lot of people, we talk about the success, but we don't talk about the servanthood to success. I served my mentor for 8-9 years before I built the business. 8-9 years. Now, to a lot of us, that seems far-fetched. Why? Because we want everything now. It attributes to that power and dominance. You know, when I think about my life and why I wanted everything now, when I think about being powerful and being dominant, I really wanted it because I wanted the accolades. I wanted people to give me praise. I wanted to be the head honcho. I wanted that when you see me, you knew who I was, what I was, and why I was. But I realized that that's not healthy. So, you know, when I think about that, one of the questions I ask myself is, how can men learn to value service and sacrifice more highly than power and dominance? You know, when I think about that question, I think it first starts with community. You got to be around people who value service and sacrifice. Because when you talk about value, you talk about a core makeup. You're talking about something that's on the inside of you, the blueprint for your life that says, every decision that I make, I'm going to push through service and sacrifice. So I believe if you want to learn how to value that, it starts with your environment. And it's going to start with what you consume. So when I look at myself, right, if I can do it all over again, the first thing I would have did is found men who served, found men who took time out of their schedule to help others, to bless others, to give to others, because those are the men that I would have wanted to emulate back then. It was what I saw. So, and it's also, you got to think about what you consume as well. So the first answer would be your community. The second answer would be what you consume. AKA what you watch, what you read, and what you listen to. Because if we're too busy studying and consuming things, it's like a sponge, like I call it. The more you soak in something, when you release it, that's what's on the inside of you, right? So when it was my time to go to corporate, what was on the inside of me? Power, dominance, control, get money, get all the girls, be on top so everybody can follow Lee, right? That's what was on the inside of me. And you don't know what's on the inside of you until it's time for you to get squeezed. It's time when pressure comes. So when I think about how man can learn to value service and sacrifice more than power and dominance, it is by getting around the right environment and changing what you consume. Next thing, you know, question I was thinking about is, in what ways does masculinity, right? In what ways does the cultural view, what ways does the cultural view reinforce the idea that power and dominance are the keys to success and respect, right? You know, when I think about that, I said the culture plays a big part. Because when you think about people who are at the top, the people who have the respect, again, when I think about people who have the respect in the business world, when I was growing up, it was not people who served. It was people who are at the top of the top. But when my mind started to shift and when I started to meet men, men who had wealth, men who had leadership positions, men who had influence that spent their time service, I learned that through 100 Black Men. So when you talk about the culture of you, you got to really be around the right people, because if you don't, the culture is consistently pushing down men's idea of masculinity, that if you are not this type of man, then you are not a man. So one way is you really got to start being around men who exhibit those traits, because if not, it can become very, very difficult. And that's one of the things that I realized, you know. So when you look at the kingdom view of masculinity, one thing that I realized is, how does it challenge men to rethink their priorities and values in life? I know earlier we talked about values, right? And values is your makeup. Values is your blueprint. It is a guide to help you make the decisions for you to be a healthy person on this life. You know, your values is your makeup. So when you talk about the kingdom mentality of masculinity, once you come into the kingdom, you understand what really a man is, your values start to change. You know, before, when I was under cultural masculinity's idea of what a man is, my values was selfishness. My values was money. My values was women. My values was pride. My values was dominating. My values was power. My values was getting all the respect. So I searched for those things. Why? Because the decisions we make, the life we live, channels and funnels through our values. So when I think about that, you know, the more you understand what true masculinity is, the more your values start to change. And the more, like, my personal values started to change is when I became better as a man. And, you know, and when you think about this, right, one thing I was thinking about is, how can men who have been socialized to view power and dominance as the ultimate goals of masculinity learn to embrace a different set of values? One thing that I would challenge you, if you watching, is I want you to write down a list of your values, right? And we'll do a whole episode on values, because I'm a big person on values. I want you to write down your list of values. What do you want them to be, and what are they now? Would you say, do they exhibit more cultural values or more kingdom values? And when I say kingdom, I'm talking about God's values, that what a man is. And the reason I always lead back to God is because God created man. And if we want to know what a man is and why a man is, we got to go to the creator of a thing. That's one of the things that I learned from Madeline Rowe. You don't know the purpose of a thing unless you go to the maker of a thing. And when I think about manhood, the maker of man and manhood is God. So that's why I always point back to kingdom mentality, kingdom mindset. So when you think about masculinity, I want you to write down the values of masculinity, and then write down, where did they come from? Are they from the culture? Are they from the family? Or are they from the source of God? And if they are, I want you to circle the ones that you want to get rid of and re-implement more attributes that exhibits being a servant and sacrificing. Because remember, manhood and masculinity is not just about yourself. It's about others. It's about your community. It's about your family. It's about your friends. It's about your loved ones. And it's about the world. And I believe that always having practical steps is good, because what is all this conversation if we're not going to walk away with some practical steps? So one of the things that I wanted to close with is, what are some practical steps that men can take to become more service oriented and less focused on acquiring power and dominance? And for me, one thing that I did was having a conversation with my mentor. So I wanted this job, y'all. I wanted this job working downtown, working in finance. I wanted the skinny suits, the leather bag. I wanted it. It would have been a job managing millions of dollars. And the second year, I didn't get it. And I was upset and I was hurt. And I told my mentor said it wasn't meant. And we all know when that person tell you something that you need to hear, but you don't want to hear. So you already know I was a little upset. And I remember I called him one day and I said, I thought my life would be better than this. I thought getting this job in finance would be it, because I had the desire to be just like the man on Wolf on Wall Street. And he told me, you know what? That's because you're not living in your purpose. And I said, well, how am I supposed to find my purpose? Like, everybody always say, you got to be living in your purpose. But how am I supposed to find my purpose? He said, serve. And I said, what? He said, serve. Now, in my head, I said, what does serving have to do with that? So what I did, y'all, let me tell y'all what happened. The next Saturday, I went to start serving at the 100 Black Men. I just went to volunteer to start mentoring young men. Because I said, he said, what do you like doing? I said, I love to help mentor men, young men. I'd love to help them. And he said, okay, I'm a part of 100 Black Men. Come join. So I start coming. I start just going, giving advice, listening, helping. And guess what, y'all? About 7-8 months later, I took my first picture for Black People Eats and my business started moving. So serving allowed me to build relationships, which allowed me to discover purpose. So when you look at practical steps on becoming more service oriented, I would say find something that you believe in, something that you want to do, and dedicate your time, your resources, your energy, and your wisdom to. And I guarantee you that the more you do that, the more you will activate a service muscle to increase your masculinity, to understand that as a man, we must be servants, and as a man, we must serve others. Because again, if you don't value service and sacrifice, you set yourself up to move in power and dominance. I love you all, and see you all in the next episode.